book of Philippians, chapter 4. If you got your Bible, Philippians chapter number 4 this morning. Brother Melby, Brother Larry said they really appreciate the kindness and all that you did, and told me to tell the church they really appreciate what the church did helping them. They said they got help from the meeting as well, and I appreciate the church's prayers for the men of God. In the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, and verse number 10, the Bible said, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit, that it may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." I want to preach this morning on God's process. Now there's a process God has this morning for the people of God. If you get what I'm preaching this morning, there'll be more blessings in your life. I'm not preaching a prosperity message, but I am preaching a message that God will help us and do in us what he wills to do. Amen. I want to say that God has a process in how he gets the gospel out. God does it all, but he does it through me and through you. Right? And we find here there's a few things that the man of God said, that this life of the gospel is a process. But first of all, that God calls a man, thank God, to go preach the gospel. That's a calling from above. That's the desire God puts in a man of God, as he did the Apostle Paul. Paul becomes a part of God's family and God's church. Paul's associated with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What God does in this day, he does to his church. The church is not the building of the church. The born again people of God. And Paul associates himself with the church. If a man's got to do anything for God, he's got to associate himself with the church. I'm saying the church, thank God, does live an organism in this world, thank God, to do his will and accomplish that what he's got, thank God, for the church. Amen. That's right. Now, God has a process in what he does. Here Paul writes to the church at Philippi, and he's telling them, he's giving thanks to God and them for their care for him. They find, first of all, that there was contentment that Paul had learned. He said here that he didn't speak in respect of want. He said, "I'm not writing this and I'm trying to get from you. That I want you to send me money." But he said, "I've learned that whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content or to be satisfied." Because he knew satisfaction wasn't in money. Satisfaction was in the will of God. That satisfaction wouldn't come to him because he got a deal. But satisfaction would come to him because I was fruit. It would have come to that church's account. And that's the process of God. See, God lets a man go through some things. And God to know that everything's all right. Long as he's in the will of God. Long as he's serving Christ. Long as he's doing what God says. And he says there's a contentment in my soul. ain't glad ever what I have in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. If you don't ever get there, you'll never be content.
Amen.
Because 1 minute is up here and 1 minute is down here.
Yeah.
And you say, well, things are not going as good. Well, it is if you're in position.
Right.
But if you're in the will of God, if you're in Christ, that's where satisfaction is. It's not in the things of the world.
Amen.
It's not in what you possess. It don't consist in that. Our contentment, satisfaction within. And Paul said, I'm content. He said, thank God. He said, I know how it is to have. I don't know how it is not to have. I know how it is to be abased, to humble, to be poor. And he says, I know how to abound. I know what it is, thank God, to be on the top. But he said, I don't base it on that. I base it on being content in Christ. And that's what I've had to learn. Amen. That's right, a church that'll learn that, thank God, can shout on Sunday.
Amen.
Every Sunday they come to worship God. It ain't whether you're up here or whether you're down here. It's who you in and what you have in. And you can rejoice. Praise God this morning. You come in somewhere and praise y'all to be living. Thank God on the high mountain. I mean, praise God for all the Lord's done for you. I tell you, in Him, saved by the grace of God. Hey, Paul said, I tell you what, I'm not looking for a gift, but I'm looking for God to do something through you and in you. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. I like this. He gets down here and he says, I know how to be full, know how to be hungry. And he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. This is how you learn to be content. You learn to be content by being satisfied in Jesus, but the word strengtheneth there means that He's pouring power into me. That's how God strengthens you. He's pouring His power into your life. That's why, thank God, you can do all things. It don't matter what you have or you don't have. It's the power of God that God enables you to live a life pleasing to Him. It's God's power that He puts in you. It's God's power that He strengthens you. We have praise God. And can you, no matter where we at, amen, well, the power of God's not, my friend, the one that gives us the ability to say, I can go on, I can do the will of God, I can preach, I can give, I can do this, I can do that. And because it's the power of God that's poured into you,
amen,
and accomplish what God wants through you.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So there's a contentment, my friend, there's a contentment that's learned. He said, I've learned it. It just didn't come. He learned it.
Right.
Amen. You'll learn it in time.
Amen.
That's right. If you're not content, if you don't learn to be content in Jesus, you'll end up, my friend, chasing everything that comes along to try to find some newfangled doctrine or some new way that's not there. And they're not content, praise God. I won't say, brother, the Bible said contentment with God, and this is a great thing. And it is, too. And I'm saying that it's learned. And how does God's process work? It's through contentment. It's through being content and satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll say, number two, there's a cause that is great. You see, Paul's saying here, he said, I'm in pressure, I'm in tribulation, I'm in affliction, and I'm going through hardships. There's not an individual that don't go through them. Amen. But this is what he said here. He said to the Philippians, he said, in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, he said, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. They seen the cause was great. They seen the cause was greater than them. Hey, listen to me this morning. I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to preach what's on my heart. And if you'll get this, it'll help you. God's man said that the cause was great. The cause is greater than you. The cause is greater than yourself.
Amen.
The cause is greater than your pocketbook. The cause is greater this morning. And Paul said they came to me because the gospel was at stake. And they knew the gospel was a great cause. And that's why they gave, because of the gospel's sake. And he said the cause is great. And therefore, praise God, that's God's process in getting the gospel out of it. That's right. A man don't get saved without hearing the gospel.
That's right.
Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hey, he gets saved by the gospel.
That's right.
And I'm talking about the gospel preached in the power of God.
Right.
The gospel preached. Brother Wade preached the gospel last Sunday morning. Thank God the gospel's been preached through the week. The gospel is the word of God preached under the anointing of God's man. And the gospel's got to be preached for sinners to be saved.
Right.
And the gospel's not preached, then no they see the cause is great. They've seen that. That's where the process of God is. That the cause is great, the gospel cause. It's greater, my friend. That's why he came to men of God priest. The same sinners of whom I'm it's the greatest cause on earth. People say you want to give to this cause and you want to give to that cause. Hey, thank God I'm giving to the gospel cause. Because thank God the gospel cause is what rescues sinners. The gospel cause is what saves. Hey, friend, I'm telling you this morning, you need to get involved in it because the gospel cause is the greatest cause. Amen. That's right. Praise God. They don't say this. They not only had a process, it was a commitment that was learned and a cause that was great. But notice this is a contribution that will count. Yeah. Amen. It will count. Amen. Notice what he said in verse number, 15. He said concerning giving and receiving. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again unto my necessity or my needs. Not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that it may abound to what? Your account. There's a contribution that will count. And I'm just saying, praise God, that's worth saying. Listen to me. God don't want to, listen. God won't sacrificial giving this morning. Jesus gave himself sacrificially.
Right.
To give this morning. There's a cause to go. There's a cause to do the will of God, young ladies.
There's a cause to stay in the will of God, church. There's a cause to be a blessing to a man of God. Listen, I don't know why, and I tell you, it's just God. That's all I can say. That God has blessed this local church. And listen, you better say God's done it. It hadn't been us. It's been God that used us to be a blessing. But I'm telling you this, it is of the good graces of God that God would let the Holy Ghost come through. That God would preach a man of God. That God would give you truth in your heart. I'm telling you what, you can't put a price on it, amen. That's right, praise God. I tell you, listen to me, and I can't read your heart. But I don't believe, listen, if anybody in this house of God, when I said that, well, I'm going to give it that man of God. If you kick back over here,
that's it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you need to repent.
You got it. Amen. You got it.
You can't, hey, that must be the truth, word.
Amen.
You said by yourself, not.
That's right.
Thank God, it's worth it, brother. Amen, that's right. I'm not talking about health and wealth. I'm talking about the cause of the
gospel.
Paul said, praise God, I ain't wanting that money from you. I'm wanting yet another fruit of your account.
Amen.
And God, I tell you, friend, a man of God ain't preaching for money. If he is, he's a hireling.
That's right.
That's right. Praise God. He's preaching money's a hireling.
Amen.
It's a job to him. But I'll tell you what, Paul said to them that I preach to, thank God, I should God bless his food that I might live in the gospel.
Amen.
That's what he said. Amen. That's right. That's what the Lamb of God said. So it's a contribution that came of this town. Every dollar, $5, $100, whatever you put in the offering plate, I just want to tell you this. Whatever you gave to the man of God this week, whatever you gave, it's on your account.
That's right.
It's a heavenly account. That's blessed in an earthly time as well as a heavenly time. Amen. That's right, brother. You want God's blessing. You want God's blessing. I'm going to tell you what. Give and it shall be given unto you. Men shall get back into your bosom.
Amen.
Now, say this, and I'm through this morning. Notice verse number 19, what Paul said to that church. He said, but my God. He got personal, didn't he? My God.
Right.
Amen. Shall supply all your need.
Yeah.
That means he's going to fulfill everything you lack.
Amen.
That's what he said. All your need according to his riches is wealth in glory by Christ Jesus. I wonder how much that is. Everything you have. That's right. His riches in glory.
Right. Yeah.
Number 4 is a care that will last. He'll take care of is what he says.
Amen.
He said, boys, I'm going to tell you, you took care of me, I'll take care of you.
Right.
And I want to say this again. Let me reiterate this thing. It just don't mean that God's going to give back financial help to this church, even though he will. He'll give more than that.
That's right.
Amen. This verse can't be claimed by just anybody. Thank God. But they don't want to give. And so God's going to take care of me. I'm going to tell you, thank God he does.
All right.
It rains on the just and unjust. But I'm going to tell you what, this promise here has been given to a local church.
That's right.
That gave once and again.
Amen.
To the necessity of the man of God.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul.
Amen.
And he said, I wasn't lazy amongst you. He said, I made tents that I wouldn't be blamed by some man. He didn't take from nobody wrongfully.
Amen.
He wasn't on TV begging for, and let me just go ahead, he wasn't a religious racketeer.
Amen.
Like that crowd, he'll send me this and I'll send you that. Tell them to jump in a lake and go down 3 times and come up twice.
That's right.
That's exactly right. You better realize this, friend. God brings us through his local church.
Amen. Amen.
God lays it on your heart to give an offering. It'll be scriptural.
Right.
Amen. God lays it on your heart to give somebody. Praise God. It'll be something scriptural.
Right.
It won't be to some television. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a problem out there trying to rob with us.
Amen.
Thank God. That's right. In fact, he said they make long prayers. They're left.
That's it. Amen, brother.
It's a cause that's great, isn't it? It's a contribution that accounts. It's a care that'll last. If Westside Baptist Church wants the blessing of God, and it has it, and I thank God for it, and I believe one of the reasons is because what I'm preaching right here.
Amen.
That's right. And I'm talking about them as liars. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. I had a man come here one time. He wanted to support somebody who wasn't like us. He said, I'd do it to the church. I said, no, sir. I said, if the church can't agree to it, then we can't agree to do it.
Amen.
Amen. The church is the people of God. And God's collective body here in this local assembly, if they'll give, as God says, give to the necessity of the man of God, this man of God, Paul, and them men of God that came, and this man of God, and other men of God, I'm telling you, God's blessing will be on this house of God, and He'll give liberty, He'll give all your need, and we need liberty, we need the power of God, we need the love of God, we need the unity of God, and I'm telling you, all the devils of hell can't defeat because God said, I'll supply all your need.
Right, praise God. Amen.
That's right.
God will save sinners.
Yes.
This ought to be a place, brother, where there's great liberty to worship God.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this. When we think our cause is greater than the gospel's cause,
that's it.
Then I'm going to tell you what you do. You'll shut the doors of the house of God.
Amen.
And you'll tell them this is our little crew.
Yeah.
And we're going to do what we want to. And
yes. That's
why Jesus was pushed outside the door at Laodicea Church Age. He was out there knocking on the door because you know what the word Laodicea means? It means the people rules. And they told him, we don't want you.
Right.
We've got our little old crew. We got
right.
our little old way. We don't want the man of God preaching. We don't want you in here. We can run it without you. And he said, that's fine. I'll be on the outside. But if there's any man to say to hear my voice and open the door, I'm coming to him.
Amen.
Stuck with it.
Amen.
It's not about you, nor is it about me.
Right.
It's about Him.
Amen.
And it's about the cause of the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. It's about the cause of the gospel.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, thank God you're sending me this, because it's the cause of the gospel. Thank God it's the cause of the gospel.
Yes.
It's not for him to put a bunch of money in his pocket and live above the people.
Amen.
It's the cause of the gospel. Blessed to give than is to see.
Right.
Because he said that contribution is going to be counted.
Yeah.
And that care will always be there because my God's going to supply your need.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you what, there's no greater blessing than to give. Somebody said something. They didn't like the color of the carpet.
Amen.
You know what I call that's just plump childish. I
yeah,
believe we can show them there.
Yeah.
Right. Praise God if you haven't. You know what I mean? You need to get there. I mean, that's more than what color the carpet is or what color the paint is.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. What title's on the church sign?
Right.
What's on the inside and the call
right.
is great.
Right.
It's the gospel call.
Amen.
Amen. Get in with it. It's the greatest cause there is, and God will take care of you too, the church.
Right.
If you'll get in with the cause
yes, will.
Of the gospel. Let's stand this morning. A little exhortation message to you.
Yes.
You know why? Because you've done right and God bless.
Amen.
Amen. You've done right and God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. You've done right and God bless.
Right.
Hallelujah. That blessed me as much as anything else.
Yes.
Yeah. See God get glory from His people and through His people.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before she plays. How much is that message worth to you? was Brother Larry's testimony worth you on Wednesday night?
Amen, brother.
That $268 that we thank God the Lord allowed us to give him, that didn't pay for that.
No.
It ain't for sale anyhow.
Right.
And it's without cost.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. The message is Brother Wayne preached. The message is these other men of God. Hey, brother, hey, listen. We got the wrong conception because people's been taught wrong.
Amen.
Praise God. There's been things done in your heart for eternity that you can't put a price on.
That's right.
And the cause of the gospel is the greatest cause there is.
Amen.
Brother Wayne, pray for us this morning.
Father in heaven, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the open door of prayer that we have. Lord, we are mindful that the greatest thing on this earth. Yes, the church of the living God.
Yes.
What you died for, Lord.
Yes.
What you instituted before you went back to heaven.
Yes.
What you sent the Holy Ghost to empower. So, Lord, we know that if it's not through the church, then it's not of God.
Right.
We thank you, Lord, for the cause of the church, and that is.
Yes, yes.
That will transform a sinner and save them from the devil's.
That's
sinner.
Right.
Lord, I pray right now, God, if there's one here.
God, save sinners.
Lord, they'll see the cause.
Save sinners. Save sinners.
I pray, Lord, that that cause will be branded in their hearts, God.
Yes.
You know that, Lord. That
yes.
Today you saved us, you
God
put calls in our hearts.
Yes.
Today you called us to pray.
Yes.
Put calls in
yes.
our hearts.
Yes.
God, we know it.
Praise God.
By the calls.
Yes, it is.
If we have any time
yes.
to do anything,
yes.
Lord, God, we know there is nothing beside the call.
That's right.
That is the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the message, God. Thank
yeah,
you, Lord,
before.
For reminding us, God, of what the cause is, what we're here for.
That's right.
What the church is here for.
Yes.
Why we preach for, why we serve.
Yes.
Why we give. It's the cause of the call.
Amen.
God, for that, in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. I want to say to the church, look up here. I love you. I thank God for you. I do. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
I appreciate your faithfulness. I appreciate your giving. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate everything you do. Praise God. Jesus said, when you do it to them, you do it to me. That's what Jesus said. Thank God. When you do it to them, you're doing it to me. You're doing it toward me. Amen. When them men of God come and they left them good offerings and being helped to God and being amongst this house of God, thank God. Jesus said, I like that. Praise God. They're not even doing it to them. They're doing it to me. Keep it up. Praise God. No telling what the Lord will do.
That's right.
Amen. Look at the people he's saved.
Yeah, right.
People he's helped.
Right.
Well, I want to keep it stirred up. Thank yeah. God. Throw some sticks on the fire.
Amen.
Amen. Keep the pot stirred. Amen. That's right. Praise God. While the Holy Ghost comes around, praise God. Get your spiritual stick out and stir the pot. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Remember, service